Like I say, people are in their bedrooms and not hearing stuff well. They might not have a great converter, so the converter's sort of playing something when it comes to a mid-range and not hearing the compressing settings. So I have to ride things a lot more. I just had a client in where, yeah, we had to edit between sections, you know, because he'd put a limiter on his mix bus, which sounded great for most of the stuff, but when the choruses came in, it was just too much. And we had to really get in there and sort of mess around and tweak it to, you know, keep the level of the drums, if you, in a sense, and the vocals, you know, and the sonic picture that his limiter was bringing to the table. So we had to work, you know, editing between the sections. So what I often say to young producers when it comes to this mixing into a limiter, don't do it.
Like, just don't have like a limiter on your master while you're mixing. Yeah,
because the thing is, you're only doing that to get into this loudness thing. That's the only reason. And what happens when you take it off to send to mastering, your mix falls apart. And the amount of times I sit there with a mix and I'm like, and it's happened with some very big teams, I'm not going to mention, but I mean extremely big teams that cost me a lot of time and a lot of emotion and a lot of energy, is the mix will fall apart. And, you know, maybe your drums come forward and your vocal goes back. So what I say is, you know, set up another bus. Set up another bus that's like your mix bus and then have your limiter on another bus and just flick it in and out, but don't mix to it. Because even though, you know, some of these guys might do that, they're going to have a lot more experience generally than you with understanding what's happening there. So I wouldn't advise it, you know, because it changes your sonic picture a lot. So often what I'm having to do is say to young artists, okay, you know, we need to set up another bus so that we can turn that output down, but I need your limiter on there because it's the glue to your mix. And you're clipping it, which is going to give a very different sound. You know, often you're sort of feeding into it too much. You're getting louder, 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 you know, to get your mix to breathe and do what it wants to do. So you're clipping the limiter, you know, and then when you take it up, I mean, so many things change. So I need a fader to bring it down afterwards.